We're about to deliver you all the best bits of Carrie and Tommy.
But what about dinner?
Say hello to HelloFresh meal kits delivered to your door with quick and easy recipes and fresh seasonal ingredients.
You'll be serving up something delicious in no time.
HelloFresh, inspiration delivered.
Yeah, welcome to it for your Tuesday and your St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, is it?
Hmm.
Oh, I bet not many people are celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Doing the whole show in an Irish accent, aren't you?
Oh, very good. Is that why you wanted to start the show with a nod to St. Patrick's Day?
One thing that I can bring for you guys, that's it. I'm done.
Jesse's been asking for the last 5 days.
Can we celebrate St. Patrick's Day
in 5 days?
What else can you say? Tell us something else. What have we got coming up?
Are we going to do a paper quiz?
Oh, yes. Very good.
We're going to do a bit Morris Bits a little bit later on.
I love it.
And now, can you do your Indian?
I feel like you should do the entire show in that voice since it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, St. Patty's.
Yeah.
Do you reckon? I'll do bits and pieces for you.
No, I'm asking for the whole show.
Okay.
To be sure.
To be sure, Carrie Bickmore.
Hey, coming up a bit later in the show, because I've been lying to the person I'm dating and I think it's going to get me in trouble. I'll tell you what that is.
You started that early.
Yeah, I know. But up next...
What?
It's a bit where you talk. I tease something later in the show. You tease what's up next.
I feel like we need to talk.
You don't
know, do you? No, I do know. It's to do with my panic pile of food at home. And some sticky fingers that have been getting in there and eating stuff from it. We need to discuss it. We need full honesty. And I need the callers to be willing to be honest as well.
That's not a good tease.
The tease is meant to make people keep listening.
It's not Gary and Tommy. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. That's a little bit of Eminem and Rihanna for your St. Paddy's Day. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Very good. Much better than what we were going to do here, apparently. You all told me my segment idea was a piece of crap, so...
No, we didn't. What do you want to do?
You did. Our web guy, who is very quiet and unassuming, just said he really struggled to get his head around what I was going to do as a segment. I thought it was a really good segment idea. I wanted to talk about
what did you think, Jess?
That have panic bought and then they've started eating from their panic pile.
Well, don't just do it if we've all thought it's going to be crap.
I thought it would be a funny Fat Cuts Anonymous. People calling up admitting what they've started eating. I've eaten already eating my corn thins from my panic pile.
Why are you forging on despite us all saying it's going to be bad?
Because I think it's good and I think people will call up and they'll be ready to be part of Fat Cuts
Anonymous. Yeah, then let's do that then.
No? What do you want to do?
Well, Jesse, what do you want to do?
Well, I like the accent game.
Hang on, Jess, what are you doing? Where's your voice?
I like the accent game that we were talking about before.
Well, Jesse thinks that his accent could pass as real.
Yes, I think it's great.
A friend of mine once picked up an Irish girl saying that he was from Cork.
I believe it. You've got, where? You know what you've got?
From where?
From Cork.
From Cork.
Cork.
Oh, Cork in Ireland.
The band.
Cork.
Cork? No. Do you know who Jesse looks like with that accent?
Who?
He's the guy on X Factor or Ronan Keating.
Oh,
he's got
a bit
of Ronan Keating about him with that. Yeah, doesn't he? Yeah.
Well, you're getting it, so you'll take it. Okay. Gary's the boss, so what she gives you, you take. Do you hear that?
And I shouldn't have said before you have to do the whole show with the accent.
No, because I'm going to stuff it up soon and then it'll stop. Yeah.
I reckon you stuff it up about 4:30. I reckon that's when you'll stuff it up. So do you want to play the game then we had in mind, or do you want to play your game that we've all decreed is a bit of crap?
Play the game.
It's called... Are you happy for us to use our name, or do you want to use
Fake
your name?
Fake or foreign, it's called. You call up on 131060,
yes,
and you speak with an accent, and we've got to decide if your accent is foreign or if you're faking it.
So if it's real...
We could call it foreign or faking it.
That's great. That's brilliant. And whoever's mind that comes from, I'm assuming yours, that is brilliant.
I think we may have lost our mind.
Oh, mate, I bought a magic trick kit with 300 tricks that's suitable for six and up. If you think this is the start of us losing our mind.
What's going to happen when we go into quarantine? We can't quarantine together.
It'll all be broadcast for everybody's entertainment.
You could look after my kids and then I could keep working if we quarantine together.
I mean, I've got heaps of tricks for ages six and up. So Ollie will love it. Evie, overhead.
131060.
Yes.
Call us.
Try your accent on.
Fake or foreign.
We'll guess. And if you trick us,
yep,
bringing the magic stuff in, we'll give you a prize. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bit of Star Sailor for your St. Patrick's Day today. It's Carrie and Tommy right around the country.
I can see no one's called up about my Fat Guts Anonymous panic.
You bailed on it, mate. You didn't deliver it with gusto.
I did kind of put it out there hoping someone might call.
I thought that's what it was when you said you guys have... You've canned
my idea.
Yeah, but then you still said your whole idea.
Yeah, because I thought maybe someone will say it's not a bad idea.
But now we are playing Fake or Foreign, where we guess if you're doing a real accent or you're faking it, such as our good man, Paddy, Jesse.
That's right. Paddy. That's right. That's exactly what we're doing.
Yes. On 13 1060, Daniel. G'day, Daniel.
No, my name is Xavier.
Oh.
Xavier, you
fake.
I don't go too early.
Okay.
At least let Xavier give it. Xavier, whereabouts are you from?
I am from Malta.
Oh, which part of Malta?
Just the main city.
Mate, I'm from Malta, from the main city.
I've been undone by Malta before because I used to always tell people I was Maltese and then someone said, where from? And I went, oh.
The main city.
I'm from the capital.
Oh, the capital, of course.
Yes.
And and
you've got a very Maltese name, Xavier.
I didn't really know Xavier.
No, Xavier.
Xavier.
Like Xavier de Biscuit.
I did not know.
This is too hard.
Xavier, great job. Thank you for joining us. Really appreciate it. Let's go to,
Desiree.
I thought it was Desire.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Where are you from?
I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is it Desiree or Desire?
It's Desiree.
Desiree. So you were born in Las Vegas?
Well, I wasn't born in Las Vegas. I'm from Las Vegas. I was born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh, wow.
She's definitely foreign.
How long have you been here, Desiree?
20 years in Australia.
Wow. I love it. I'm happy to say foreign.
Definitely foreign.
Are we correct?
Desiree?
Yes, you are correct.
Great stuff, Desiree.
American's very hard to fake.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yeah, see?
Hot sauce?
Very hard to
it is, isn't it? Oh, no. Jesse, do you want to introduce the next one?
This is one of my countrymen, Kieran. How are you, mate?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
That's very good.
Jesse, ask him a question.
Oh, so have you been in the points today, mate?
Have I been in the what?
In the points. Down the pub.
On the pints? No. I'm at work. I can't be on the pints when I'm at work.
Oh, right. That's not right, mate. Shouldn't be at work today.
No. Breath test not here, so I can't be on the pints now. I'd lose my job.
Whereabouts in Ireland are you from, Kieran?
I'm from the best county in Ireland, which is County Donegal.
Yeah, I reckon
I'm
it's
fake.
Real.
Really?
I'm saying foreign. You're saying fake?
I'm saying fake.
And Jesse, what are you saying?
I'm saying real. He's got to be real.
Kieran,
Gary, I'm very, very disappointed, but I am 100% from Donegal.
Yes! Oh, yeah.
You got to work on your accent then, mate.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy doing it all thanks to HelloFresh. Inspiration delivered, guys.
Do you know I used to dread dinner? The thought of what we were going to have for dinner filled me with dread. And now I genuinely get excited that I know I'm going to get my HelloFresh box and have one of their meals.
Delicious, easy, as we mentioned yesterday, self-isolating, friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Boxes dropped
and
out your door.
And stuff you haven't thought of having for a while. The other day I was like, I haven't thought of having that fajitas done in that way.
Fajitas? Yeah, okay. Great stuff. Next, I'm going to tell you how I've been lying to the person I'm dating.
It feels like a very brave thing to do so early.
Yes.
Also, talk about it on air feels like a brave thing to do so early.
Right. That's fun. We'll do it next.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It was my birthday recently.
It was.
And,
it was a while ago.
Yes, good. But why I'm talking about it will become pretty apparent. I received variations of the same present from about four different people, which was lovely. It was very thoughtful. I have a tattoo of my favourite artist on my arm that is very visible. And that artist has an exhibition at the National Gallery at the moment. So a lot of people bought me tickets to that gallery, including you guys, who Sonda, you organised for a year's membership to the gallery, which included two tickets to said exhibition.
That's right. What a great present.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this where you tell us it was a crap present because four people gave it to
No, it was a great present. But one of the people that bought me the present was Nat, the girl that I'm dating at the moment. And she actually bought them for a specific night, which I had to then cancel because I got nominated for a journalism award, guys. So I'd
did you win that?
No.
Of course
not. They were surprised when I rocked up. They went, Tommy.
Are you here to do some stand-up?
Yeah, are you doing a magic trick? I said, no, I've been nominated. And they said, have you? And I thought, I'm not going to win here. And so I said, but we'll go see it another time, knowing that I had these the tickets in my
you can see it anytime.
In my back pocket. And she said, that's absolutely fine. Of course, go see that. And then amidst all the corona, I thought I better get in and collect my membership before the gallery gets shut down. And as I was in there collecting the membership, I looked around and the entrance to the exhibition that I wanted to see was just there. And I thought, if this gets shut down before I get to see it,
I would have been meters away from my favourite artist and never seen
it. And so I thought, well, I'll just go in and I'll just have a look so at least I've seen it. And then, of course, I'll go with Nat again another time. Yeah. Great.
So you called Nat and said, I'm just going to duck in.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I just ducked in thinking I won't ever mention this again. And then we'll get to go again and I'll pretend like I'm seeing everything for the first time. He's my favourite artist. I don't mind seeing
it twice. How was the exhibition?
The exhibition was amazing. And the next morning, the gallery shut. And then she said to me, oh, my God, babe. The exhibition of your favourite artist is shut and you're not going to get to see it. I'm so sorry.
And then I said, oh, my God, I got to see it.
No, I didn't. I said, really? Oh, man, that's disappointing.
Why didn't you just say you'd seen it?
Because I told her I was going to go see it with her.
You were so scared. This is the problem with the word. You were so scared of getting in trouble that you
lied to her. Whoa, that's disappointing. She said, yes, you must be shattered. And I said, yeah, I'm shattered. I'm shattered. Everybody's shattered. Would have been a great exhibition, I can imagine. Only imagine. I'm not going to get to see it now, despite having a year's membership to the gallery, which is not open. Thank you, guys. What an amazing
present. So back to my original point. You're here to tell us how it was a crap present.
Yes. Yeah. You've given me a year's membership to a shut gallery, you jerks.
So, right.
13,1060. What have you lied to your partner about that you just
How long are you going to keep... Well, you've told now. She now knows.
No, we broke up. I can't keep lying like that.
Don't
No, of course. I didn't.
It's a lot for us all to take in, including our listeners. You can't flip-flop like that.
I didn't. 13,1060. I just want to know, what have you lied to your partner about that you just didn't need to? That in hindsight,
and
you're
also
just like,
for
oh,
how
God,
long have you had to
how
keep
How long? Yes.
So you've told her now that you actually did duck in and see it?
Well, she's listening, sure. Yes. She'll know.
13,1060 is the number.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
I lied about just going to an exhibition that I didn't really need to lie about.
Well, you did. You didn't want to hurt her feelings because she bought it for you for your birthday and then the gallery closed and you snuck in just in the nick of time.
Yes, and she said, aren't you going to be shattered about not getting to see your favourite artist?
And I said yes.
I said, yes, I am. So give us a call, 13,1060. Get involved. We can give you a fake name.
Yeah, like we have here with Josh.
I didn't know that we were mentioned that we're giving them fake names.
Oh, it says Josh dash fake name.
No, I'm aware of how our phone system works. But I didn't think we were meant to point out which ones. I was just pointing out as an option to people when they call him.
Oh, no, because Josh, that's your actual name, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah perfect. Great. Yeah. Good Glad stuff, cleared everybody. That up.
What have you been lying about, Josh?
Cars.
Just in general, saying they don't exist. That's a tough one, Josh.
What are you doing, Josh?
I buy them, usually second-hand ones from direct auctions, and I do them up, and then I don't tell my partner about them. It's the only thing I lie about if she does happen to know that it's me, and I sell them off and...
Hold on, that's a big thing to lie about. We were just talking about little things like, I went to the gallery. No, I didn't. Cars.
How big's your garage when you can hide cars in there?
Well, big enough.
Yeah.
What does she think you're doing?
She just doesn't know about it. And then she'll come up. She came home one day. I had a car in the driveway and she's like, what's this? And I'm like, hi, honey. Hi. That's the car. Yeah, I bought it. She's like,
are you lying about being a man to your partner as well?
Hi, honey.
Your voice got like that when you were lying to your partner. So.
That's true, actually, Josh.
That's the telltale sign. They say looking away, looking up to the left or right, maybe it's the high-pitched voice.
Hi.
Hi. No, I didn't do it.
Let's go to Leah. Great. I love a female liar. Leah, what are you lying to your partner about?
I told him the puppy I wanted was 800, but she was really 2 grand.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's not something that he'll ever find out, and then he'll fall in love with the puppy and he won't care. Do you think you'll ever tell him the truth?
I actually had a conversation with a client today about it, and I don't think I'll tell him.
Isn't that... this is how much better women are than men. Men are lying about punting and how much money they're losing on punting. And women are lying about how much it costs for a puppy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Hey, Pickers, in these times of doom and gloom, we're all looking for a good laugh.
You're going to do a tight 10 for us?
Yeah, tight 10. Here we go. Strap in. No, I noticed this bloke. You know how at airports everywhere, they're shoving cameras and microphones in people's faces because they want to know where have you been, what's happening, where are you going? And usually it's the usual ho-hum responses. Until I saw this... this young man, and he got asked the question, him and his partner, Emma, got asked the question, what are you going to do in isolation? Because they just landed back from New Zealand, and the answer was anything but ho-hum. Here's what he said.
Yeah, just going to lock myself in and just punch some cones for a couple of days.
I'll probably use it.
Yeah, no, because then it'll become viral and then...
Anyway, all I can say to Bertie is I hope you get along for the time.
Yeah, no one's coming out of this
alive. She doesn't want to hang out with me anymore.
Just laugh, I love it.
It's so good. That lender joins us on the phone now. G'day, Tim.
G'day. How are we?
Oh, mate, we're living the dream. How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, just chilling out at home.
Yeah, how's lockdown going?
Yeah, it's just so exciting, man. Just a bunch of cones.
Are you locking down with Emma? Where's Emma? Oh, what's she up to?
Yeah, Emma's just here. Say hello, Emma.
Hello.
If you're doing what I think you guys are doing while you're in lockdown, the question I have is, had you panic bought before or are you starving?
No, man, we're definitely starving. You know, we didn't buy it. And, you know, it's pretty hard to go out and get toilet paper and the things you need, buds and stuff like that. So we kind of did.
Now you're sounding like
him.
I know,
it's so good. Hey, Tim, I heard they call you Chicken Tim. Why do they call you Chicken Tim?
I used to have some chickens back in the day and used to get a bit drunk and try to take them into my mate's bars and always got chicken for it. So,
I mean, it's a pity you don't still have the chickens. You could eat them if you were high enough.
My dog ate them.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Hey, what do you do for a job, Tim?
Demolition. So I've got a demo company here on the coast.
And do you mean to demolish places or are you trying to build them and you accidentally knock them down?
A little bit of both, you know.
Yeah.
And from the night before.
How are you and Emma going to go in lockdown together?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, great, man. She's going to go stay with her mum for a bit.
Hey, do you reckon more breakups will happen or more people will get, like, babies will be made because of lockdown? Do you think it'll make relationships stronger or break more of them?
Well, if everyone partners goes and stays with their mum, I reckon I'll probably get stronger for it.
Maybe it could be like a partner swap thing, a house swap thing.
If that's a proposition, Karen.
Hey, what's it like? Queenslanders are my favourite people in the country. I think you're a bit looser and you're very fun. What's it like up there? Are people how are people doing
I'm
in general?
Inside.
Oh yeah, sorry. I'm asking a bloke in isolation. I may as well have rang the local prison and asked what's the vibe like in the main street.
Yeah.
Do you like to read or play video games? What do you do, Tim?
Well, I'm dyslexic, so not much reading is going on there.
Okay.
Just a lot of internet surfing, a bit of Pornhub. Just do a data upload, you know.
Have you got an unlimited data pack?
I do now.
Yeah, of course. And mate, what's it mean for work? Are you? I know you're in isolation, but is your company able to keep working?
Look, I wasn't the strongest asset in the company, so you know, I think they'd be pretty happy to see me in isolation for a couple of weeks. So they're all going to do well without me.
What happened? When did you find out that you were going to have to go into lockdown? While you're on the flight, or you knew coming home?
They literally gave us like 8 hours. So I came up like with 8 hours to like get home, and there was nothing else. So it was a little bit stupid. But not very long to get home before isolation, especially from New Zealand, where there's more cases here in Australia. I feel like you guys should be on lockdown from us because we came back completely free to just Corona Festival.
Thank you, legend.
Thanks, MR2.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you. Bye, MR.
Bye.
See you, legend. Bye. I mean, if that's not joy, I don't know what is.
Oh, Emma sounds different to what I expected.
Thank you.
Emma sounds like his best mate.
Hey, obviously, some people are worried about going into lockdown for obvious reasons.
I'm worried. I'm definitely worried about being stuck at home with three kids and not being able to go outside
and
do stuff.
There are some things that some people, punching cones, are looking forward to doing. I'd love to know what they are. Give us a call on 131060. What are you looking forward
You're
to doing?
Looking forward to getting your magic on.
I'm doing magic tricks.
Yep.
What are you looking forward to doing in lockdown? Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are talking about the things you might be looking forward to if we happen to go into lockdown. We just chatted to Chicken Tim, the biggest legend ever, who's looking forward to punching a few cones.
Yeah, I bought a whole lot of arts and craft at the weekend because I'm going to get my craft afternoon on with the kids.
You were telling me in that song that you were looking forward to punching a few cones as well. Because
I'm going to start baking. Remember, I bought a proper bread. I just need to find some yeast and I can start baking.
Yes, bacon bread.
Yep.
Jeff, what are you looking forward to if we happen to go into lockdown?
Well, we just had a quote to paint the outside of a house for $20,000, so I'm going to go to Bunnings and give it a crack and paint the house myself.
Yeah, isn't that good? And Jeff, with the $20,000, I feel like, well, I was going to say, I don't know if that's a lot. Is that a lot?
That's a lot.
Because to me, that sounds like a lot.
Outside, inside, how big your house is.
How big's your house, Jeff?
Fair size.
Yeah. Have you painted anything before?
yes.
Okay.
With little success, but yes.
Yes. Because I offered, when I was growing up, I offered to paint the inside of Mum and Dad's house. And after doing the front room, I realised how much painting sucks and how hard it is. And so for 5 years, we had one room that was a different colour to the rest of the house
until
they were professionals in. So good luck is what I'm saying.
Well, you've got time in lockdown to get it wrong, perfect it and get it right
again. Exactly right. Donna from Newey. Donna, what are you looking forward to if we happen to go into lockdown?
I'm looking forward to getting TikTok famous.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you and me both, Donna. I've just got onto TikTok. Hey, are you on yet?
Yes, I am.
How's the hunting for TikTok fame going so far? How many are they called followers?
Well, I've only got 100 followers at the moment, which is all right.
Good building block.
How many posts have you done?
Oh, maybe 5.
You just want, interestingly, you want your account to spread more than the
coronavirus.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
You want to.
What's your go-to type of vid, Donna?
Oh, you know, just some groovy dance moves in the lounge room.
There's nothing quite like the sentence groovy dance moves, is there?
It sounds like what I'm going to be doing when I get on TikTok.
Doesn't sound like someone who should be using TikTok.
Dave, what are you going to do when you're in lockdown that you're looking forward to?
G'day, guys.
G'day, legend. What are you looking forward to?
Camping in the backyard with the kids.
That's great, isn't it?
That'll be fun for one night, Dave. What about the other 20?
Yeah, well, they've already started to ask if they can camp tonight. It's like, no, give us a break. Like,
don't peak too soon.
This sounds an elaborate plot for someone who has run out of toilet paper and has to convince their kids to wipe their ass with leaves.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Got a little update for you on the brothers who tried to sell the 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer at inflated prices.
Yep.
They drove across America and spent $15,000 trying to get a whole lot of sanitizers, then upping the price on Amazon before Amazon shut them down, and they couldn't get rid of any of the bottles.
What?
Sucked in.
Oh, sucked in. Yeah.
Yeah, you thought they were heroes.
No, I didn't think they were heroes.
No, it's what you said.
No, I said if we're outraged at them, we should be outraged at pharmaceutical companies all the time because that's exactly what they do.
Anyway, they've donated it all to charity now. now. They couldn't flog it off, so now they've given it to the local church and first responders.
Yeah, well, the church do have dirty hands, so that is... Well, they do.
What do you mean?
I mean, if anyone needs to wash their hands, it's the church for a
Don't
long
turn
time.
On them.
Why not?
No.
Are you going to stand up for the church?
Idris Elba. Idris Elba has confirmed he has corona.
This morning, I got some test results back for coronavirus, and it came back positive. Yeah, and it sucks. I'm doing okay. I didn't have any symptoms. I got tested because I realized I was exposed to someone who had also tested positive.
I mean, if you had to be quarantined with anyone, you'd want to be quarantined with Idris Elba, wouldn't you?
Would you still smooch him?
Oh, most people would.
Wasn't the question. What? I said, would you
well,
still?
Well, I'm taken, so I wouldn't smooch him. So but I think he's still smoochable even with corona, is what you're asking.
Yep.
Anyway, he said, though, he made a point that he didn't have symptoms, and he said there'd be a lot of people walking around society not having symptoms, and he said that's why it's important that we start practicing social distancing. But he also just had a really lovely message for us all.
Transparency is probably the best thing for this right now. We live in a divided world right now. We can all feel it. It's been bullshit. But now's the time for solidarity. Now's the time for thinking about each other. Stay positive and don't freak out.
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting? It's attacking the kind celebrities. Tom Hanks and Rita, Idris Elba. Matthew Broderick's sister Janet's got it.
Well, who are some of the unkind celebrities?
No, I'm just saying.
Like, what's an example of an unkind celebrity you think should be brought down?
I'm just saying that, you know.
It's attacking the kind celebrities. Who are these jerk celebrities?
Oh, I mean, there's never a jerk celebrity.
Yeah.
No.
Why did you just mouth that name to me?
Stop it. One celebrity who doesn't have corona, but who I'm growing to love day by day is Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's done a little video wanting us all to think about each other, similar to Idris Elba, and practice social distancing. Stay home, he wants us to do. And he's posted a video with his ponies. Didn't know Arnold Schwarzenegger had ponies. Ponies are Whiskey and Lulu, and he's feeding them, and he's got a message for us all.
See, the important thing is that you stay at home because there's a curfew now. Okay, no one is allowed out, especially someone that is like 72 years old. After you're 65, you're not allowed out of the house anymore in California. So we stay home and we eat here. Oh, yeah, that's yummy. I eat with whiskey and there's Lulu. Lulu loves carrots. Whiskey loves carrots. I just had my little bit of vegan food. Oh, that was yummy, huh? Yeah, Whiskey. No biting. Okay, you've got to get along. Because we're in this very small quarters. We have a very small house here.
It sounds...
Good girls. I love it.
It sounds like he didn't realize it was still recording halfway through. Like, it sounds like he did his message.
And started doing it. You're good girls. You've got my vegan food and whiskey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
What, is he a nice celebrity?
He's a nice celebrity.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have corona.
No. Well, unless those two people weren't donkeys and he was just talking to his friends and feeding them carrots. And everyone goes.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Do this.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz. From the newspaper.
Going to be a lot of quiz action happening if we're in lockdown.
Ooh,
that's a good thing you can do. Can you do that? You know how you can play chess with friends?
Yes.
I wonder if you can do quizzes with friends. It could be a good way to stay connected.
Yeah. I mean, you could also with the days of modern technology, just get them on the phone and one of you reads out the quiz.
Oh, my God. Are you saying, like, pick up the phone and call someone old school style?
I don't want to be too drastic, guys, but there are measures of communications.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you got for us, Jesse?
Question number one. What Scottish headgear got its name from a Burns poem?
Scottish headgear.
What do you wear on your head in
I don't
Scotland?
Know.
Is it that woolen thing? No, that's English.
I don't know. I'm picturing bagpipes, but on someone's head. Scottish
beanie? Headgear. Is that Scottish?
Is it?
No, because do they call them toques?
Canadian.
Isn't that more Canadian. Like a, what they wear outside like a Buckingham beret. Palace?
Yes, yeah, like you know, French when beret. You think, picture the kilt and
the French beret.
Okay.
Yeah. Beret?
No, that's French.
That's French.
All right, leave that one. Question number two. What are you interested in if you are into Synology. S-I-N-O-L-O-G-Y.
S-I-N.
Synology.
Numbers.
Sinuses.
Yeah, sinuses. Lock it in.
It's not sinology. Yeah, but we don't know. I feel like it. Okay. Yep, good.
Noses.
Yeah. Noses.
Yeah, okay. You're a nose doctor. Sneziologist.
What are rays on a starfish?
Oh, what are rays?
Surely that's the arms. Like the rays of a star, like sunrise.
Ah, of a starfish. Rays.
Mm. Or the dots on top.
I was going to say it was their breathing holes.
Huh? Oh, like a stingray has a hole.
Gills, but on starfish.
Yep, let's go with that. That sounds good.
Gills?
Yep.
Yep. All right. Which country has a flamingo on its coat of arms?
That's a fun country.
Mardi Gras? what is it?
A flamingo.
I'm guessing Cuba's wrong, but that feels fun. And
yeah.
Like,
somewhere
in West Indies somewhere. Yeah, Caribbean. That's what I was thinking.
Jamaica.
Like, or Jamaica.
Can you do that? Are you allowed to do that?
Actually? Or Barbados or something. Oh, they don't have flamingos. Miami? No, that's it. Wouldn't have a coat of arms.
It does say country, yeah.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Trinidad and Tobago. I've been there. It doesn't have a flamingo.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Maybe somewhere in Africa because it's
Madagascar or something.
Yeah.
Madagascar.
Let's go Madagascar.
Sure. Yeah. All right. Question number 5. What does an ocularist specialise in?
I feel like there's a lot of these. Oculars
is... Is it eyes?
I'm sure it's eyes.
Yeah.
You're not thinking of cochlear implant.
Yeah.
Eyes, guys.
Eyes.
Great, thanks, Marshy. Yeah.
The eyes have it.
The eyes. So would the other one be nose then? A sinologist?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we've got to come back to question number 1. What Scottish headgear got its name from a Burns poem?
Woolen
something.
Yeah, the Burnie.
Sure.
The Burnie.
All
this
right.
This is pronouncing beanie.
Yes, I know. Very aware.
The Tam O'Shanter.
The Tam O'Shanter. Well, oil never. The Tam O'Shanter.
Oh, sinology. Study of China.
Oh. What? Yeah. Really?
Of course.
Oh.
Or Sina, as I call it.
Oh, the rays on the starfish.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's arms. Good on you, Jesse. Give yourself a ding.
Thanks, mate. So stoked. I gave myself 3. There you go. Question number 4. Oh, guys, I've steered us wrong here. We should have stuck with the Caribbean. It's the Bahamas.
Oh.
But I think we can take this. Question number 5, artificial eyes.
Oh.
Great.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Artificial eyes. The artificial
what was
eyes
that?
Have
cockology. No, sinology. No, what was it?
Bickers.
What, cochleology? What was the thing?
Oh, bickers.
We hope you enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Bigmore and Tommy Little. Hughie and Ed are here.
Yeah, how's working from home going?
No, I'm in today. I'm in the studios. Yeah. So
went well, so well that you've come back.
Yeah, I don't need to be at home. The children are there. They're so annoying. So
imagine when they all leave school and they're going to be home the whole time.
Yes, that is. Yeah, I know. That is. Do we keep
them
at school?
Well, you've got a teacher in your house. You'll be right.
Yeah, yes. She's home at the moment with a cold as well, so.
Corona?
No, just a cold. She's got a cold. But you can't be coughing at school.
I don't think you can be coughing anywhere at the moment. I feel sad for anyone that has to cough just because they got a little tickle.
I don't think you can tell the difference between a cold and corona at the early stages, can you?
Well, that's why you stay home, mate. So,
but then you were at home and now you're at work. I think the one day that you're at home should have been working. Now I think you should be at home.
Yeah, but I don't have a cold. I mean,
but you've been exposed to someone who does.
That's got a cold.
In the most intimate of ways.
How do you know it's just a cold and not corona?
Well, it's just a cold. There's no other symptoms, you know.
Shoes, I'm not having a go at you. I'm quite genuinely asking.
I thought the symptoms of a cold are
the same symptoms for corona.
Well, we're all staying at home. When the government tells us all to stay at home, we'll stay at home.
No, they're currently saying if you're sick or live with someone who's sick, stay at home.
Yeah. How sick? I mean, we're all sick. Ed's been sick and he's at home. But
how dare you? I've got hay fever. It's different. Oh. I've got hay fever.
Or do you?
and I've been touching a man who's currently in lockdown. That's very different from having a cold.
Yeah. Don't tell me, Carrie, you'd be around sickness
exactly.
most
Exactly, sickness. Don't tell me the project's no not riddled house, with mate. Sick
You're
people.
You're Monday to Wednesday on the project sick, hugging people who've just exactly. flown off, you know, corona flights from all
mate,
over the world.
I don't know if you've watched lately, people. But no one's coming on for a little chat after they've flown in from overseas.
Don't tell me that we weren't close to Tom Hanks or someone close to Tom Hanks. Tommy Little,
unfortunately, I didn't get that interview.
Yeah, you're mates with him, Tommy.
Tommy's hugging any bloody you know, beautiful Tom celebrity.
God,
from
me, guys.
I mean,
no, I genuinely haven't.
I hugged Katy Perry, and
exactly.
I'm really.
There we
that
go.
Was a long time ago.
That was
there
last
we
week.
Corona.
That was like 4 days ago.
No, it wasn't. It was like a week, 10 days ago.
I don't think it was 10 days. We got to look at
it
the timeline.
Monday last week.
But Cusie, this doesn't change the fact that your wife's sick now.
Yeah, she got a cold, mate. She got a cold. We've all got colds. We soldier on.
No.
ScoMo said just keep being Australian. I'm staying Australian.
You're staying Australian. Well done, mate. Thank you so much for not. One of the first symptoms is un-Australian behaviour. That's what we've learned.
Tommy's sounding un-Australian to me. That's,
yeah.
Real being a real dobber. Real
desperately un-Australian. Desperately un-Australian.
Now that the Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast is done for another day, time to think about dinner. Let HelloFresh take the stress out of dinner time tonight, tomorrow, and the next. With everything you need for easy and delicious dinners delivered to your door. HelloFresh. Inspiration delivered.